views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
You are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a living lighter experience. This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason. Today, we're going to talk about happiness. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Join us every week at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. The ecosystem approach to your life seeks to uncover who you are versus trying to program who you are. That authentic part of you has a natural source of happiness.
You know, and Patricia, this is such a big deal because if you're not falling off your chair right now, you didn't really understand. And I don't want everybody to fall off the chair, no bruises. But the truth is that our culture is designed to program us, not to uncover us. It's based on this idea that underneath us, when we're uncovered, there's something amazing. And when we uncover that something amazing, what happens is that we can see the connection between us, each other. We can connect to those spiritual forces, to God, to everything that's important to us. Happiness is not something that we have to do. It comes naturally when we're being our authentic self. It just gives me goosebumps, and we need to pick some people off the ground, but it's a really interesting concept. And we hope that you'll, continue to tune in so that as we talk about how it relates to happiness and how it relates to these other topics that we have, that you'll see how the ecosystem approach, which is uncovering who you are versus trying to program who you are.
And I'm going to step in and say the human potential, when you look around, we don't see a lot of human potential that makes a difference, that becomes infinite with who we are and what we do. We usually see more of a robot form of living.
We see human potential. If you just looking in the news, it's the people who have programmed themselves and have programmed themselves so hard, in such a strong, devout way that they become this extraordinary. But it's for those people, if you look at them closely and you follow them, at some point they break down. That programming doesn't last. It doesn't bear fruit. And if we're going to change, and I'm not trying to get too complicated or too philosophical here, but if we're going to change the world, if we start uncovering people as opposed to programming, it'll make a huge difference. But today we're just going to talk about happiness.
Huh? Wait. So Jason, let's start with this. What is happiness? What is it?
Okay. So happiness, we have a different perspective on happiness. It's a reflection of your overall energy. Now, what do I mean by your energy? Everybody has a feel that they have when they walk into a room. Other people can sense it. Some people can sense those things easier than others. But when we walk into a room, there's a feel that we have.
About who we are.
About who we are, about it, we carry it with us. It's not just about, it's not about something specific. It's just an overall feeling. If my wife, Patricia here, walks into the room and she's not happy, I want to tell you guys, I know it. I don't, she doesn't have to say anything to me.
What are you trying to say, dear? What?
I could have a mask over my head, but I know it. And frankly, it's the same way with her. When I'm happy, though, she knows it too, and yes. Vice versa.
Yes.
And what is that? Well, it's an energy that's around us. So that's the first superficial definition of happiness, but there's one more.
Okay.
And this is a little more philosophical, but it's really important. Your authentic self is happy as you connect with your authentic self, you're able to be happy. In other words, your authentic self, if it's expressing itself through you in the world, it's happy. It naturally is happy. Now, if you're programming and said, I don't care how you feel, authentic self, you're going to do this, this, and this. You're going to be a lawyer. You're going to be a doctor. You're going to lose 10 pounds. You're going to be this kind of parent. Then your authentic self kind of gets angry.
Well, it not only gets angry, but it also gets pushed aside. And there is always for every action, of course, there's a reaction. Well, there's a reaction that happens within us. And we wonder about, and I'm just going to brush over. We wonder about the toxic energies of disease and the toxic energies that we throw out into the world. As we're driving by the guy who was driving too slow in the fast lane and we were giving him hand gestures. Those are reactions.
Actually, I don't give hand gestures. Patricia does hand gestures. She's always in the passenger seat. Hmm. You know, she does the hand gestures while I drive. So
he doesn't know what I do when I'm driving. Anyway, let's get back to happiness. By the way, there is a form of happiness. No, I'm just kidding. I was really just kidding. So one of the things that we're going to do and we're going to teach, we want to teach all of you to do, is to uncover, not remove, meaning uncover, get rid of, not program yourself to be happy. That's what our entire goal here is. And we have lots and lots and lots of subjects because none of us are just one dimension. Everybody has more to themselves than even what meets the eye.
And, you know, this is our first radio show. We're still figuring out the timing here. So, you know, if all of a sudden we just drop off, it's just because we just kind of
we've lost it.
Yeah, we're just uncoordinated in terms of the timing. But right. The truth is, in an ecosystem, let me just talk about that really quickly.
Okay.
Ecosystems are unique. There's an ecosystem in the desert. There's an ecosystem in the rainforest. If you tried to go to the Sahara Desert and make it into the rainforest, or if you went to the rainforest and tried to make it into Sahara Desert, it wouldn't work. You know, we live just outside of Yosemite. It's a beautiful spot. It's an ecosystem in itself. We don't try and change ecosystems. If you talk to any biologist, you'll find that they try and restore the ecosystem or the slights on the ecosystem and bring it back to normal.
Right.
Because once it's in normal, it's sustainable. The truth is, as human beings, we're not sustainable. The classic type A personality, and I don't know what that is exactly. I'm not qualified to define it in scientific terms, but the classic type A personality is one that's programmed. It's one that has to do it a certain way, no matter how that authentic part of it feels. And that's where we see all these diseases associated with type A personalities.
Yes.
Alcoholism, multiple relationships. They're difficult to love. You know, it's hard to love a type A personality.
And well, you can't hold on to them long enough to
exactly.
do so.
You know, both Patricia and I are, I would say that we're ambitious and that we're aggressive in our own way, but we try and allow for that natural part of ourselves to come forward, and each of us supports that natural part of ourselves. So Let's talk about
PBS documentary. Yeah,
yes.
I want to hear about that, and I think everybody else might too.
We watched a PBS documentary, and we love PBS. PBS is really high quality television, and there's a documentary about happiness. And they started out describing this person who was really poor, who was in India, who pulled people around. He was his own human taxi cab. You know, these things where I don't remember what they're called, when you pull a cart and you pull, someone gets in the cart and you pull them around as a—
I call it a difficult job.
Yeah, it's a difficult job. And he, you know, he had a family and he had a tent to live in, and he just had enough food day to day to eat, to feed his family. But he was happy. And they went ahead and described all sorts of different situations where people were happy. Implicit in this documentary, and here's the rub, here's what you have to listen for, was that if you understand the descriptions of other people being happy, then you can follow, you can mimic, you can learn from those descriptions. But it's not true, because each of you are your own unique ecosystems. And the truth is that it's not a technique. Happiness is not a technique. It's not something that you program yourself to do. It's something that you uncover. So as you uncover that uniqueness about who you are, that uniqueness will lead you toward your own personal happiness. So what might make me happy is different than what makes Patricia happy. And, you know, all of you out there, what makes you happy might be different than what makes us happy.
Exactly. But that doesn't make you wrong.
Doesn't make you wrong. Doesn't make you anything other than, if we uncover who we are, that's where our strength is. That's where our real potential is. So if you think you can follow a documentary like that and imitate it and become happy, I would say, no way. No. No way. So you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about common illusions about happiness. Do any of these common illusions apply to you? Listen in and find out. This is Living Lighter Radio.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio. I'm Patricia, and I'm here with my husband, Jason, today. We're going to talk about, well, we are talking about happiness. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Join us every week at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. The ecosystem approach to your life seeks to uncover who you are versus trying to program who you are. That authentic part of you has a natural source of happiness.
And we're hoping that's sinking in, because it just kind of percolates. You don't have to force it. You don't have to look at it. And it's not something you can do overnight. The truth is we're all programmed to the max.
And I do want to say anything and everything that we do is not about force at all. We when we remove negative energies, which we're going to get to soon, what happens is that things start happening naturally. It's really, really incredible. So, Jason, what are some of the common illusions we promised that we would talk about?
The first one is that you can choose to be happy. I'm going to choose to be happy. I've heard that from clients for years. We both heard it from clients. But here's what happens. You know, we can see kind of behind the curtain. As intuitives, we're able to do that. And we see when people choose to be happy, what they do is they start programming. They start acting. They start forcing themselves to become happy. And that doesn't work. I mean, you can force it, but it won't be authentic. And true happiness is a byproduct of that negative and positive energy that you have in your life, or that connection you have with your authentic self. It's not something that you do.
So that's important. But here's one that most people just, we've been trained so much, they automatically do it. If you act happy, then you'll be happy. Well, I'm going to say not exactly. If you act happy, you'll become a good actor. That's exactly what that means.
If you've ever noticed someone who's always got a smile on their face, but it doesn't seem to ring true.
Oh.
I remember when we used to, where we used to live, we used to walk a lot, and there was always a guy who would walk by and say, great morning to be alive. You know, you'd kind of bellow, but he was so phony. And both Patricia and I, you know, things and parts, physical parts of us would quiver because we knew it was just, you know, it wasn't coming from a genuine place. And it didn't make him very attractive, but I know he was deciding to be happy.
Yes, every day. And you wonder, well, why does someone have to decide to be happy?
Well, and from what, you know, and this things that we see, but we could see that he was depressed.
Very much so.
He was very depressed, but he was putting on a good show.
Yes.
And we're hoping that you're not putting on a good show, because we really want to help you. And if you're putting on a good show, what you're doing is covering up those negative energies. And we're saying, hey, you don't have to worry about it. Let's just remove them.
So, Jason, you mean turn that frown upside down doesn't work?
No, exactly. that's another form of acting.
Right.
You know, it's out there. it's a misconception, and we see it because when this idea that if you act happy that you'll be happy, or if you turn that frown upside down and so you're smiling, then if you do that long enough, then you'll just be happy. Well, the problem is what will happen is you'll be so used to acting happy that you'll forget about how you really feel. And then when you have problems, you won't know
why.
Why? You won't have any connection to you, to those emotions that tell you, that give you a hint about what's going on in your life.
Well, and it also blocks your connection to your authentic self.
Exactly.
So, Jason, I happen to love this story. But if you would do me a favor and tell me the story about the guy who gave Jason and I a bad time. We were working with him one time, and so Jason, go ahead tell the story.
Well, this was we were doing a Living Lighter class. It was a long time ago, and we were all gathered around afterwards, and there was this one person that we were aware of, and he. Had this energy of, oh, woe is me all the time. It wasn't, you could feel it. It was like, I'm a victim.
To everything.
You know, someone just dumped a whole pile of you know what on top of me. And and I'm just trying to keep my head above water. That was his energy. You know, it was obvious to us. It was obvious to other people. But we were standing around in this group, and he said, oh, I'm a happy person. And Patricia and I looked at each other, and, you know, it's interesting for two intuitives to be married to each other, because there's a lot of looks that go back and forth. There's a lot of communication that happens that's nonverbal.
Yes.
and you know, we had a double take. And this person, he completely believed what he said,
that he was happy.
Yes.
And here's the irony of the whole story. I don't know if I said that right, but he ended up with some pretty negative stuff.
Health issues,
yes. That really, really, really affected him. And the part that we tried to explain to him way back in the beginning when we first met him was, wait a minute, you need to get rid of that negative energy. And this person didn't understand it, because they thought that we were only promoting negative energy, meaning when we did the removal of the negative energy and the clearing.
It's an important point. You just nailed it, sweetie. It just, what happens is that we think, well, we get sick because of this, this, and this. And the truth is, you know, we get sick because of bad air, bad water, toxic food.
Well, excuse me, ecosystem.
Exactly. But we also get sick because of negative energy.
Yes.
Now, it's never one thing, but they're all connected.
Yes.
We see, you know, in terms of toxic, if there's poison, if there's toxic chemicals being dumped in your backyard, those toxic chemicals also have negative energy.
Absolutely.
And we're very aware of that. So when someone says, I'm a happy person, they've turned their frown upside down.
Right.
They've decided to become happy. They've labeled themselves as happy. But the truth is,
They're not. It's that simple. So should we spend a few minutes and
we're going to tell you how to do
the clearing.
Clearing is an energy of process that we use in our Living Lighter program to help remove negative energy. It's very simple, and Patricia is going to give you the basics about this. And I just have to. We might just get through a couple clearings before the end of the segment, but we're just going to, and we'll do some more at the end. So
yes,
stay tuned.
Definitely. Yes.
Stay tuned. But what I love about this process is that you don't have to stand on your head. You don't have to be in a certain position. You don't have to face a certain direction. You don't have to have it quiet. You don't have to have anything. You can live in this world. You can be Tarzan, swinging from tree to tree, and at the same time be doing this clearing. So.
Exactly. And it works. It's the most amazing thing. I basically owe my life to that. That's a whole nother story for a whole nother time. So there's just a couple of things that we need. Number one, we need our imagination. And because what we do, it, you know, happens in our imagination. The next thing that we need is, in our imagination, we need to have a form of a garbage can. We actually call it the processor, but for now we're going to call it the garbage can. I recommend putting the garbage can out about 10 feet from you in your mind's eye. And the reason is it's so you can see the negative energies going in it. By the way, in the beginning, you're not going to be able to see everything right away, or it might take a long time. It doesn't matter.
We're all numb because of programming.
Yes. And the bottom line is that our intentions is what matters here. Our intentions to remove negative energy, to get rid of negative energy. That's what matters. The happiness comes out of that result.
It's a byproduct.
It is. It's a byproduct. The next thing is that we use breathing. And I'm going to say we're going to eliminate anger. And I recommend going to the tips of your toes, because we store negative energies in our bodies. And we're going to start with our bodies, because our bodies, where do we live? We live in our bodies first and foremost. The rest of the world is a byproduct.
So
That's not exactly true.
And sweetie, we're not going to have enough time.
All right.
We're just going to have to, we're going to tell you, we're going to do like one or two clearings.
Okay.
And then we're going to do this at the end, the last segment too. So
let's do one.
Here we go.
And we're going to start with this. So I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate anger. So nice and easy. In your mind's eye, go to the tips of your toes, take a nice breath up. Now blow it out, all that anger, into the garbage can.
Now, if you think that you don't have any anger, clearing won't hurt you.
Yes.
Nothing. This won't hurt anybody. It's very, very effective. But I want you to set your intention, and we're going to do this for all of our radio shows. We're always going to do this clearing or energy work on all of our radio shows. So stay tuned. But you, I want you to set your intention to help other people.
So, one more. Let's do anger again and to eliminate all of the anger I'm holding on to and keeping. Take a nice breath, breathe up from your toes, and blow it out into the garbage can.
So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about common beliefs about happiness that tend to block happiness. Are you doing any of these things to block your happiness? Better listen and find out. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek has a special gift for everyone out there. To receive 3 chapters of the Knowledge Book as a special gift, send your email to mmjp99@gmail.com. That's mmjp99@gmail.com now to receive this fabulous gift of the Knowledge Book.
Choose the New Earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Let It Go Radio. The future awaits you. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Barbara Scheidegger explores the way to clarity, peace, and how to live a successful life on your terms by turning negative experiences into positive ones. Barbara's curiosity about the human experience drives her both personally and professionally. As a life coach, author, and renowned clinical hypnotherapist, Barbara knows how to move forward in a natural, organic way without side effects. If you want to grow, be sure to tune in to Let It Go Radio. To learn more, visit letitgohypnosis.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio. This is Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. And today we're talking about happiness. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes an infinite with our ecosystem approach. Jason, tell me a common belief that blocks happiness.
There's so many out there, and working with clients for as many years as we have for both of us, we see that most of those beliefs are unconscious, but let me talk about some. You may have some of these, they may be conscious for you. One of them is that you have to earn happiness. Oh my gosh, that is so pervasive in our culture, that you have to be good to be happy. You have to be virtuous in some way to be happy, that you have to have achieved your objectives to be happy. You have to do your homework and eat everything on your plate.
Eat all your veggies.
And then you can be happy.
Yes, yes, yeah.
You know, it's not true. The truth is, again, it's a byproduct. It's of connecting with your authentic self. And for each of you, that's going to be completely different.
Yes.
But the truth is that you can't earn it. There's these ideas about karma. And if you put a quarter in the parking meter, and sometimes it's not a quarter anymore. We came from San Francisco, so it's not a quarter anymore.
Credit card.
Yes, it's credit card. But if you pay someone else's parking meter, then
pay it forward.
You'll get good karma and then be happy. I love the idea of paying someone else's parking meter, but I don't want to give you the false impression that's not going to make you happy.
Right.
And if there's negative energy that's attached to you, let's just clear the negative energy.
Let's just get rid of it.
Let's identify it and get rid of it.
You know, Jason, another one that always comes up that people ask me, well, I don't deserve to be happy, or I do deserve to be happy because I've done this, this, and this. How come I'm not happy?
It's the presumption is that you earn it.
Yes.
And when you have the wrong presumption, you're never going to get to where you want to go. The truth is that, again, it's a byproduct. Now, we can talk about ethics and we can talk about morality, but that's a whole different subject. You know,
It's
not the same thing. You can do those for your own, because of your own choices. And truly, when people, this is sort of an aside, I'm going off on a tangent here, but just—
What a surprise.
Yeah, what a surprise.
Yeah.
But the truth is that if you uncover your authentic self, you're much more likely to follow a moral code.
It's the most unbelievable thing ever.
Yes, because you're happier and you're feeling good about yourself.
Well, you have the ability to instead of having to look through, and that's rather a metaphor, instead of having to look through negative energy or a cloud to see into the outside world or understand yourself, it can be both ways. The most amazing thing is that you gain clarity about who you are and what it is you want and why.
Exactly. And then you're able to follow some sort of moral code that you've chosen or that you agree with.
Exactly.
The truth is that people that are programmed struggle the most following any rules.
Well, I just got something huge. The people that are programmed usually are the ones that get really, really mad at somebody else for not following the rules. Now, yes. That one is, that's a whole show in itself.
Can you spell hypocrisy? You know, I mean, that's,
that's where probably not.
That's where hypocrisy comes from. Oh my gosh. That's, you know, the truth is, and there's so much of it in today's world,
right.
Is that when everybody's trying to program themselves and each other,
right.
Then there's this competition creates about who can program themselves the best.
Yes.
And it just creates everything just goes downhill from there.
Exactly. So you have one more that
this
we want to.
This is the big one.
It is the big one.
So we're going to have to get sound effects for a future. You know, I want to ring a bell or blow a horn for those really important points.
No, don't make me. Go ahead.
She's afraid of what I might do. So yes. Here's the big point. That you have to be serious to achieve your objectives. And if you're serious, you're not
happy,
lighthearted, you're not living lighter.
Right.
The idea of getting serious implies that you can focus, you're much more effective, that you're just doing your job, you're working like a machine. And the truth is, no, it's not true.
No, don't make me.
Truth is, if you can be happy while you're pursuing an objective, you're far more likely to be sustained in following that course. You know, I've had—
In other words, no crash and burn.
I've worked with some younger people who are in college and they're struggling to complete an assignment, or someone who's in the work world who's got a big project and they want to achieve it. And I always say, well, let's figure out, let's clear the negative energy so we can find a way so you can enjoy
doing your goal or your
objectives. Yes.
Objectives. Yes.
You know, and some things are hard to enjoy, but you can find ways around those things. You know, I know for us, we're not big coffee drinkers, but that first cup is really desirable. So we can make almost anything okay if we're drinking coffee at the same time. So, you know, there's all sorts of things we can do, and we can talk about that later, but this idea of being serious to achieve your objectives just doesn't work.
Exactly. So, you know, Jason, one of the big things that I want to let everyone know is a big part of every show that we do, we will be doing some energy work, and we want you, our audience, to experience what happens when negative energy is removed. We want you to experience life force every week.
This idea of life force, there's two types of energies. There's what we call negative energies, and that's a big broad category, and we'll talk about the specifics of that.
Probably in each show.
Yes. In each show, we're also going to talk about life force. Right. Life force is that energy that just feels good. Think spring. Think, you know, being outdoors. Think when you're outdoors and the sun is shining, you feel happy. It's probably because you're experiencing life force.
Connecting with it.
When people die, there's no longer life force. And, you know, the precise moment between life and death is an energy called life force.
Yes.
And when you know, as intuitives, we know, because we work with energy for so many years, that if you can connect someone with life force, they're going to feel better. Now, there's always someone out there that says, "I don't want to be negative. I just want to do the life force." Well, the truth is, you can't seal the toxics into a ecosystem and have it work okay. You have to remove the negatives, and that's probably as important as this life force. But let's just do we taught you how to do it last time. Let's just do some life force, a couple things.
With life force?
Yes, let's
do
that.
Oh, okay. All right. So I'm going to start, and Jason, you're going to jump in. How's that?
Okay.
Does that work
for
you? All right, good. So everyone, just nice and easy. You don't have to be sitting in the lotus position or, like you said, on standing on top of your head or, you know, anyway, you all understood that.
You can slouch when you do this.
Yeah, you can do anything you want. Exactly. But everyone, go with me. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy.
And imagine in your mind's eye that that life force is coming into your body and giving you a sort of a warm glow. Take a breath.
Take a nice breath. Blow out any negatives.
And to activate life force so that I can be happy for the whole week until we listen to Jason and Patricia again. Take a breath. To activate life force so that we can relax and be peaceful with the way we are, with the way our ecosystem is right now, and know that we'll set our intention to remove those toxics and feel better over time. Take a breath.
And probably in the next segment, take a nice breath.
That's right.
Blow it out.
Our objective, and we were there. We used to work in a cubicle. We used to work in the corporate world. And we want to create a pathway, whether you're working in a big corporation, with in a skyscraper, even if you're in your own business, we want to connect you through our radio show and then through our subscription service, these energies of teaching you how to remove the negative and then activate the life force energies so that you can be feeling better and living lighter every day. It's part of our objective. So
in our next segment, we're going to do some group clearing again, do some more so you can all feel happier and feel actually better about yourself. Stay tuned. You're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. And today we're talking about happiness. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than you have been commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach.
So now this is our time that we're going to have, and we want to do this in all of our radio shows to remove some of the negatives, and then we'll activate life force and just give you an experience. Now, if you're driving, you don't have to close your eyes. If you're
Please don't.
Please don't. Yes. You don't have to be sitting down. You can be walking to work. You can be you can be doing housework. You can be
you can be outside enjoying the sunshine or the rain, depending, or snow, wherever, depending that you're at.
So all you have to do is listen to what we say, and then set your intention, and in your imagination, you can do this. One of the things, Patricia, I just want to say this. I've seen so many movies, and we both have, you know, where people that do some sort of energy practice has been, trivialized or made fun of or marginalized. And it's usually because people say, oh, I'm having a hard time. I got to ground myself. So they go in the other room right in the middle of a crisis, and they're doing some sort of yoga position or whatever. And we've designed this so that you can do this while you're talking to someone.
Yeah, it takes
Anywhere, everywhere, in any position, in any posture. And it works. And we know it works because we see that it works. And even if you don't believe it, you don't have to believe it. You don't have to trust it, any of that. It works whether you believe it or not. Now, some people will feel it right away. Some people won't.
Right.
That's only because we're all programmed differently. Mm-hmm. We've all been programmed. So it takes a while to uncover some of those programming feelings.
Right.
So you ready? Here we go.
All right. Let's rock and roll.
Fasten your seatbelt. Fasten your bippy.
Yes. And we're going to remove negative energy first, and then we're going to put in positive life force energy at the end. So here we go. Follow along if you like. I direct all my resources
What? Just set your attention to help the person next to you.
Good one.
If you think this doesn't apply to me, just set your intention that you're going to use your intention to help the person next to you
or
in the next state or in the next country.
Wherever.
It doesn't matter. Wherever. Just, yes.
So good one, Jason. I'm impressed with that. All right, here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate stress. All the stress that I've collected today, all the stress that I have left over from yesterday. So nice and easy, go to the tips of your toes, take a nice breath up, pull up all that stress, use that breath and blow it out into the garbage can.
Easy breaths. We don't want anybody to pass out, to get hyperventilated.
It doesn't help anyway. Yeah. This is about your intentions.
You don't move more energy if you breathe harder.
It doesn't work that way. So now we're going to take a shortcut, and we're going to say, and to eliminate my addiction to stress, my love of stress. Take a breath. Blow it out. And there's somebody out there going, what do you mean my addiction to stress? There is no way that I'm addicted to stress. I don't love stress. I hate it. Huh. Yeah, but sometimes stress makes us feel alive.
When we're programmed, sometimes we miss those things.
And when we're programmed, we miss that. So,
here's my favorite. Here we go. And to eliminate frenzy. Frenzy about my work. Frenzy about my home life. Frenzy about my life. Take a breath. Blow it out. Anxiety, and to eliminate anxiety, frustration, frustration with my spouse, frustration with my boss.
Frustration with my own self.
Yes.
Take a breath. Frustration with your own self is like, oh, why did I do that? Oh, that kind of thing. That's an energy. That's an energy that blocks you from doing what you need to do. Here's a really good one. And I'm not going to say that I'm of that age, but I will. I hear a lot from a lot of the people that I am around. Oh, it's just because I'm old that I forget that I'm doing this, or forgot what I went into that room for, or this room.
Or the senior moment.
The senior moment, yes. That one. Well, you know, there is some truth to it. Don't misunderstand. But the truth is, usually it's about the energy that you're stuck in.
That you're carrying around.
There's so
negative energy creates more senior moments, even when you're young.
Even when you're young, exactly. So let's do this. and to eliminate, let's see, frustration and those senior moments, even when you're young or not. Just breathe up. Collect them. You don't need them anymore. Throw them into the garbage can.
So for all of you out there, and I don't, you know, we're kind of lighthearted that we've been working as we've been working with this, but
right.
The truth is we're going to do some of the heavier stuff.
All right.
And it's this heavier stuff that makes people, that creates a lot of unhappiness. So we just want to acknowledge the fact that we understand and we want to help you.
And we know it's there.
We know it's there.
We've been there.
We've been there, and there's no shame in it. If right. you have it, doesn't mean you've done anything wrong.
Right.
But let's just remove it. So here we go. And to eliminate the hurt that I'm carrying, the guilt, the shame, and the pain that I'm carrying. Take a breath. And again, if you don't feel like that applies to you, it doesn't matter. Just clear
help
it anyways.
Help the guy next to you.
Clear it anyways, yes. And to eliminate my numbness to my own pain.
Good one.
Take a breath.
By the way, if anybody's feeling lightheaded right now, remember you don't have to breathe real deep. Your intentions are what matters here. This is really important. And to eliminate the hurt that I'm carrying because I don't know what else to do with it.
Yes.
Take it out.
That's blow it out. Any fears, worries, anxieties, hopelessness that I have, take a breath.
Any disappointments I have in myself, within myself, about myself, because I can't seem to get up and go forward. That's a metaphor. Take a breath. Jason, can you tell the listeners what topics we will be handling in the future?
So if this clearing is helping you, if this energy work is helping you, stay tuned because we're going to deal with all sorts of topics. And I'm going to give you some examples. But the truth is that if you're the ecosystem, these topics are not – it's not like we have to deal with one topic. It's not that we have to be an expert in a specific topic for it to be helpful to you because you're the ecosystem. It centers around you. So as we deal with these topics, we're going to apply this ecosystem approach to these topics. For example, weight loss, fitness, health. Relationships of all kinds. Oh my gosh, we're going to work with parent, child, husband, wife, finding love, relationships with your boss, even relationships with your subordinates if you're in a management position. We're going to deal with office politics, money, work, retirement, nutrition. And if there's a topic that you want us to work on, send us an email. You can send us an email at jasonandpatricia@livinglighter.org. We'd love to hear from you. If you have some comments about today's show, if you felt this, if you were able to benefit from today, we'd love to hear from you. So that's jasonandpatricia@livinglighter.org.
So, Jason, I want to activate Life Force Energy. Before we
yes.
close the show out.
Yes.
And I just, this is really, really, really important because Life Force Energy is the most amazing energy of all. And it is healing. It is kind. It is loving. It is caring. And, you know, a lot of us want to think of spring. Some of us want to think of snow skiing. So whatever connects you with Life Force Energy, first off, I recommend highly at least thinking about that. So let's do this. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate Life Force Energy so I can use Life Force Energy for me today, tomorrow, and the rest of the week. Take a nice breath.
Love that Life Force Energy.
Me too. If you'd like to experience with us more with us today, like you did today, please mark your calendar. Living Lighter Radio is every week, Mondays, at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded, and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab. You can listen when it's convenient. While you're at our website, please sign up for our newsletter, and you can hear the story of the backstory of Living Lighter, Living Lighter Radio. If you got a benefit today and had some fun, go to like us on Facebook. That would be fantastic, at livinglighter.org. We'll connect next week at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio.
Next week, we're going to talk about weight loss.
Oh, weight loss. Yay.
Tune in.
No.
So, wishing you a lifetime of living lighter. Thanks, guys. See you next week.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.